This year has been dedicated L'chavad Zecharia v'Shoshana Westreich v'Yelidei Beisam. Yehi Ratzon sheyizku l'Torah u'l'hatzlacha v'nachas l'orech yomim mishanim tovim v'noyim. The following shiur was delivered by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Reish Koilel of the Cleveland Choshen Mishpat Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur is going to be on Chulin Daflam Gimel Amar Aleph. The Gemara had spoken on Daflam Beis and Beis. The Gemara had quoted the words of Reish Lakish, that Shachat as a Kana, if he first shachted the Kana of Achach Nikva Hareyach Shera, then it's kosher. First shechted the kana, now the kana is commanded munach b'dikula. It's totally separate, it's as if sitting in a basket. It's kosher to eat. And the Gemara says here in the Daflam Gimel Amud Aleph, based on that, Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov said, Shema minah mid Rav Shimon ben Lakish, we learn from Rav Shimon ben Lakish's din, that mezamnen Yisrael al b'nei me'ayim, that Yidden are able to eat the B'nai Me'ayim, which the Reya is included in this, and Rashi says that the discussion is about the Reya, which the Achreinim talk about, and the Eim is Amnon Oivik Echavim al B'nai Me'ayim, and a guy cannot eat the Reya after it was shechted before the animal dies. My time, what's the reason? Yisrael, the B'shchit, the Talia Milsa, Yisrael led to him the Heter Achila, is al yedei the shechita in and of itself. You don't need the yitzias neshama for a heter shechita for a yid. So kivin the ikah shechita ma'ali. So ishtri lahu. Since it's a proper shechita, so then it becomes mutter. However, akum the benachira sagi lahu, a guy that by him you need that they don't need a shechita. Killing the animal itself is enough. And therefore, everything depends on Yitzias Neshama. As long as they have Yitzias Neshama, there's not a problem with Abram and Achai. But the Shechita itself is not the Chiv that you need. So therefore, it's dependent on the animal actually dying. So Hani ke Abram and Achai damu, then this Reya is considered Abram and Achai. And therefore, he's not allowed to eat it. So the opinion of Rabbi Acher Bar Yaakov was that the guy was not allowed to eat this because even though there was a shechita, still since the animal has not died yet, the guy is not allowed to eat it because to them it depends on him actually dying. Rav Papa says, "Have you assumed that Gemeder of Acher Bar Yaakov? I was sitting in front of Rabbi Acher Bar Yaakov, Uboi de Emalei, and I wanted to tell him, Mi ikum midi de Yisrael shari ulaiv de gachavim aser? Is there something that for a yid is mutter, ulaiv de gachavim aser, and for a guy is aser? However, v'loi amrilei, I didn't tell him my opinion, I didn't say what I was thinking. Why? De amina, because I thought, hataima kamer. He gave a good reason. He was machalik, that one is, the yid is dependent on shechita, and a guy is dependent on the chira. So therefore, I thought that maybe my rule of miyik amidi, Yisrael shari, like become usher, does not apply. The Gemara says, however, tani the like of Acher Bar Yaakov. We learned in the Brayis, not like of Acher Bar Yaakov. What does it say in the Brayis? A right to lecho behema, kaidim shetaitse nafsha. If a person wants to eat from an animal before the nefesh goes out, chaytech kezayis basar from the beis shechita, you cut out a kezayis basar from the beis shechita, umolcha yafa yafa, and you salt it well, umedicha yafa yafa, and you wash it well, umamten la shetaitse nafsha v'oichoi, whether it's a yid or a guy, they're both mutter. So Messiah later read about ovens, and the Gemara brings a raya from a different place, the same thing. So you see from here that the guy is also allowed to eat it because of the klal of kol of miyikamidi to Yisrael shari ulaivikachavim aser. So now Taisus asks the shayla on this klal. Taisus says that this klal, that echad, that anything mika midi del Yisrael shari akam aser, the Gemara says echad ayvikacham echisol mutter in the brayso. It's masher from here that you mamish can't find cases that a yid should have an iser and a guy should have a heter and a guy should be aser. The Tosfos, the problem is that the Gemara in Arba Mises and Perek Sanhedrin says that by Yafas Toyar, the Iku Yafas Toyar, the Gemara brings this klal over here, Mi Iku Midi, and the Gemara says, you find that a Yafas Toyar is Mutal Yisrael and Aser to Goy. So the Gemara answers over there in Sanhedrin, after the test, that Shani Oyvik Echavim is different, the Lavin Ekibush Nenu. Because the whole concept of kibush that Klal Yisrael was mitzvah in, that concept does not exist by an akum, does not exist by a goy. So therefore, he does not have the heter that kibush brings. By Yisrael, kibush actually is matter the yafas tayar. But a goy does not have the heter of kibush. Bimela, he's also the yafas tayar. So Fractizer, so therefore, hachinami, the same thing should be true of the Chum, the Lav and the Shrita Ninhu Goyim that don't have a Shrita. So, Kedar Melael, we said before, so that should also be the reason why that they have Isser is a technical reason, because of Lav Blei Shrita Ninhu. And it's not, that does not disturb the Klal of Mika Midi, the Israeli Elakim Usser, because they're simply not B'nai Shrita, just like they're not B'nai Kibosh. If they would have been B'nai Kibosh, they would have also been Mutter. But since they're not B'nai Kibosh, so they don't have the mechanism to have the head of your fast tire. So the same thing, a guy does not have the mechanism of Shrita. So why is this a kasher, Rebach of Reda Vika, on his cloud that he said that a guy is also to eat it? Maybe the reason why the guy is also to eat it is simply because not have the mechanism of Shrita. Tosfos did not answer his Shiloh. Tosfos did not respond to the Shiloh, and Tosfos moves on with a different discussion. There are other Tirutzim in the Rishonim that are offered in the Tosfos Rosh. The Tosfos Rosh has a Teretz. The Tosfos Chitzonius has a Teretz. Different Mahalachim in the Rishonim. But there's an interesting Mahalach that's given in the Kovet Shmuas, Ois Chav Gimel. The Kovet Shmuas explains this to try to find for Tosfos Kasha. He's choker, he has a chakira, what is the pshat and mi ikamidi del Yisrael shari v'lai v'kacham asr? What is the pshat in this klal? That mi ikamidi, that a yid should be mutter and a guy should be asr. Is the pshat that the etzim heter, that you're matter to a yid, should itself be what's matter to the guy? In other words, whatever it is that's matter to the yid, should be the actual thing that's matter it to the guy, or do you say that no? It's just this, it's not that the etim heter to Yisrael is gairim to be matter to the ben noach. Rather, it doesn't pass that the Torah should give an iser to a yid more than a guy. Should give an iser to a guy more than a yid. A yid who's on a higher level, who we demand more from a yid, should be mutter. And a guy should be usher. It doesn't pass it to svara. So, what's the svara of this vart in the Gemara? Mi ika midi del Yisrael shari v'ayvikachavim usher. Now, the Chasam Sofer speaks out that the svara of mi ika midi is taken like the second time we just spoke after the Kovet Shmos. Chasam Sofer says that it doesn't pass that a kedushat Yisrael that's more chomer than a ben noyach should have a heter. It should have a heter on something that the guy has an iser on. It doesn't pass as azach. And he wants to be mazur that you see from Tosfos itself. Because Tosfos asks the kasha that you see that a ben noyach is aser b'rtichas uber, is aser to be retech uber, and Yisrael is not aser to be retech, is not ner, I'm sorry, the Yisrael, the Benayach is nerak, he's killed on retichas uber, but Yisrael is not nerak for retichas uber. So Tosfos answers, he says that's not a problem of me comedy. Why? Because even though he's potter, still avada he's aser to kill him. Avada that Yisrael is aser to kill the uber. So the Chasam Sofer says that what's a pshat in Tosfos Taret? Pshat in Tosfos Taret is Mi'ik immediately Yisrael Shari V'Becham Aser is the pshat that it doesn't pass that a yid should be mutter in something if he has this kedusha chamura and a guy should not. So that Tosfos says no. You see that the Yisrael is not mutter in it. The guy has a bigger einish. The point is we don't care about the einish. We care about the iser. Because the Yisrael Dorim is that a Yid is more Kaddish, you should have a higher level of Isser. The Einish, like the Chazam Sefer, is anything is a reason to be punkvaker, to be more makel on the Einish for a Yid. Because the Yisra Chasa HaTaira on the Einish of Yisrael, you find a Mutzig, or Chasa HaGufam. So with Mela, the Einish itself, you could find less by Yisrael. But on the Isser Avada, it can't have the Isser by a guy and not by a Yid. That's that second tzad. The Kavish Shmuel says, but however, the other tzad was after you could say that the pshat is not that the etzim thing that's matter the heter to the yid should also be matter to the bnei noach because miyikim midi yisrael shari v'akum aser. So zot Rabbi Chana that Taisus has a kasha. That mitfarcheses, it doesn't pass, that there should be this cloud. Why? Because you see from Benayach, if it doesn't have the cloud, if it doesn't have the ability, the mechanism to be able to have a din kibush, so Mimela he should be, that's why he's also refastayar, so Shechita should be the same thing, but mitfarcheses, he doesn't have a heter to be matarid. So Zot Rebbe Chanan, that you understand, see, Taisus' cash is very moving, Lefizah. Because Rav Chaim says it doesn't pass that the siva that's mattered for a yid should be mattered also by noyach. Why? Because the siva's hetter by a yid is shchita, which is not shaykh by benoyach. So therefore, it's not more of a kula by a yid more than a benoyach. Because if this would have been a reason by a benoyach, it would have been mattered for them in Rav Chaim says as well. Just like you find by a yid, he gives his wife a get. He's gonna have a kasha. How come a guy can't give a get? Because if a yid gives a get, for sure the guy should give a vada not. Me, he can be that you don't have. Why? Because they're mufka from the whole mufka of a get. They're not Torah mitzvahs. So that's why Taisa had this shayla. Rashi, that kubeza manal, if it's mash mataka, that like the other tzad. That the etzim heter alein, that's matter one, should be matter the other. Rashi says in Daf Kuvvezim and Aleph that the reason why a mefarcheses is mutter the ben noyach is because gabi tahira. Rashi's lashon is gabi tahira hu dan rinon the shchita machshir leib ben noyach migu the machshir leil Yisrael because it's matter for a yid memelo that's a reason why the shchita should be matter for a guy. So you see behind you that itself is the reason why it's a mutter. The Yalkut Biurim in the back of the Masifta Gemara is asked that you find that Rashi says in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tesam and Aleph that Mihikamidi is a different svara. Rashi says over there that it doesn't make sense that Mishum Shayati Yisrael Michal Ben Anayach they should be in Iskadesh that the Iskadesh Yats of Loyal Hakal Aleim they went out to be more Kaddish not less Kaddish like we said before from the Chassam Sofer. So you see from Rashi that the Svara is not that it itself is a matter, rather it itself is a Raya that it can't be that there was more of a Heter for a Yid. So I believe he's quoting the Kavish Shmuel on this kasha as well. He says, Avada, you have to say that both things are taka emes, and there's taka room for both svaras in the Havana of mi ikamidi. Sai mitzad, that there's a reason to say that it's just simply it doesn't pass, that a Yisrael that's more kadosh should have a heter while Yisrael has an iser. And also you find that Amal, that the shchita itself, that the maize shchita that's matter for the yid, the chayr should be matter for the guy as well. So both Musdagim, the Etzim would pass by both of these things.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.